Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 240 episodes of the CJ Evolution Podcast. Patrick here, host and creator. Whatever you are doing, I thank you for spending a little bit of your valuable time with me. You have many options out there. I know every day there's more and more law enforcement and criminal justice podcasts, but you keep coming back to mine, and I sure do appreciate it. Thank you so much for the support. We continue to grow. Like I said, we're at 240 episodes because of you, the listener. Special thanks to all those first responders out there. Brave men and women, whatever you're doing in the criminal justice field, I know you get a lot of flack sometimes. You don't get a lot of praise in the press sometimes, but there you have much support. You have a ton of support out there. Millions and millions and millions of people support what you're doing every day. Thank you so much. Keep up the fantastic work. If you are a longtime listener, welcome back. If you're a new listener, welcome to the show. We hope you love what you're hearing. If you head over to the CJ Evolution Podcast website, you're going to see all the sites linked up. You're also, if you head over to iTunes, when you're there, if you can rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. You're going to see all the episodes linked up there too. For those of you who love coffee, you're probably going to love mushroom coffee that is produced by Four Sigmatic. We are partnered with Four Sigmatic, this great company. They produce cocos, elixirs, and most notably their mushroom coffee, like I just said. If you head over to the website, cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to Four Sigmatic. You're going to get 15% off using the promo code CJEV. You know, in this solo episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about what you are focusing your time on. Because like we've said many, many times on the show, we're all living longer. We are all going to have probably a second and third career after our primary career, whatever it is you're doing out there in the criminal justice field. Or maybe you're not in the criminal justice field and you're looking at moving somewhere else or changing careers, profession, whatever. You got to focus on what you want out of life. Because we've talked about it, and you all know life is short. Sooner or later, you're going to hit a certain age, and you're going to be like, well, what did I do with my life? And if you're having a fantastic life and you're doing what you want in your life, hey, more power to you. But the reality is a lot of us feel this meaning or this need to do more with our lives. I'm not discounting what you're doing out there in the criminal justice field. We love you. You're doing a fantastic job. All I'm saying is, what do you want out of your life? Have you ever sat and really thought about that and pondered on those words? I know I have. What do you want in your life? Are you doing what you are made to do? If so, great, fantastic. If not, you need to focus on what you want in life. So I'm going to give you three ways to focus on what you want. Yeah, number one, you need to learn to control your thoughts. We've talked about this a lot in the podcast. Controlling your thoughts allows you to steady and calm your mind. At the least, controlled thought will give you a better handle on your emotions. And at the most, controlling your thoughts will allow you to plan ahead and order your steps. Life will begin to unfold for you as it is meant to be, all for your well-being and for your happiness. When you're not in control of your thoughts, the roller coaster ride you go through in your mind brings the same ups and downs into your life. These ups and downs are thought to be random, but actually, these are circumstances you didn't choose. So begin by pondering in your mind situations that you don't want. For instance, I don't want to be grumpy today. I don't want to be in a bad mood. I got to go to work. I don't want that. Then in a moment of clarity, you make your desire known and it comes. You call it a miracle. This isn't a miracle. This is the power of thought being manifested. If it were a miracle, it would be the same miracle that has brought you the undesired set of circumstances. The one true and only miracle is that we have been blessed with this wondrous ability to think. If you steady your thoughts, the uncontrolled sea, which is your mind, will begin to calm itself. When you are able to control your thoughts, they become more specific and not as random. We've talked a lot about meditation. I know a couple of years ago, I would have scoffed at it. I would have laughed at it. I'm not laughing anymore because it helps me. Every day, I try to meditate. I try to meditate because it calms my mind and it calms my thoughts. Random thoughts breed confusing results and stormy seas. Controlled thinking will calm every thought in your mind and you will be at peace with yourself and thus able to use your thoughts to get exactly what you want out of life. This isn't rocket science. You have the ability to control what you think and control your thoughts. Number two, start visualizing your goals. Visualization is so important in achieving what you want in your life. Thoughts are things. You need to sit down and figure out exactly what it is that you want to do. If you want to go for that promotion, then visualize it. Go for it. If you want to start your business on the side, visualize and go for it. Remember, thoughts are things. After you have come up with what you want, keep it on your mind. Start visualizing your goal constantly. The more you think about it, the more avenues will present themselves for you to achieve your goal. You ever heard of the law of attraction? For those of you who haven't, it's basically what we put out there, we're going to get. If you think negative thoughts, the universe is going to give you back negativity. I know it sounds hokey, but it is true. When visualizing your goals, it is of the utmost importance not to have contrary thoughts at the same time. If you are a sad person, address your sadness before attempting to achieve a goal in your life. That's the root, right? You have to address that sad part. If you are not clear-headed, you will make the process of achieving your goal more difficult than ever. You want to be able to see your vision clearly all the way through, without hints of doubt. If you are doubting yourself, then you are distorting the vision that you hold in your mind. You see, the universe is mental. Everything in it revolves around the power of thought. If you think junk, you will have junk. If you think negativity, you're going to get negativity. If you think that you're never going to have any money, guess what? You never will. And if you think beauty, you will have beauty. However, if you think beauty, but immediately follow that thought of beauty with a thought of ugliness, you aren't bringing that lovely vision that you had in mind. Now, you're only summoning a pile of junk and something that was once beautiful. When visualizing your thoughts, you must desire in great detail. See everything that you want to build, down to the last screw. With thoughts being the things that they are, all you need to do is visualize and pursue the avenues that will and result surely arise. Not that everything's going to be smooth sailing, but again, it's the power of thought. Number three, be the person to others that you want them to be to you. You get what you give. We've heard this since we were kids. Simply put, how you treat others is how you will yourself be treated. For example, actions such as holding the door for others, not being physically violent, and basically treating others with kindness are all ways that you should act towards strangers. Now, I know what you're thinking out there. In law enforcement, you got to keep your guard up. I wholeheartedly agree. But I'm talking about just in general with your life when you're off duty. You don't have to have that wall up all the time. Not everybody out there is a criminal. You can still be nice. As a result, during your journey through life, some doors will be held open for you. You won't be physically attacked, and you will be treated kindly by strangers. Notice that all of these things in your life are precipitated by your attitude and what you choose to do with your power of thought. So with that being said, instead of treating others in a way you can merely accept and tolerate, how about you start treating others like the way you would want to be treated? Love on others as much as you possibly can. Don't just treat them with respect or with tolerance. Embrace people with all the spirit of togetherness that you can muster at the time. Now, I know sometimes it's hard with our job, but you can try. If you keep that type of treatment towards people at the forefront of your mind, they will treat you the same way, if not better. When you are able to put your personal feelings aside and love others, regardless of the climate, you will notice the difference. There's nothing like having complete strangers totally on your side because you were on theirs first. Folks, that's all I have. I hope you all are doing well. Stay tuned for fantastic guests. Like I said, if you have a little bit of time, I sure would appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. If you head over to cgevolution.com, you're going to see it. The link right there, and I sure would appreciate it, folks. Stay tuned. More guests, great content coming. And above all, be safe.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.